This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, how does Trump do it? I'm Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on Newsmax TV and USA Radio. How does Trump do it? The Republican National Committee raises a record-setting $23.5 million in August as the GOP builds momentum. They've now got $53.8 million cash on hand at the end of the month, and they've got massive momentum going into the 2020 election. And the DNC can't raise anything, and the DNC's heavily in debt, DNC beating Democratic National Committee, and Trump is out there raising record windfalls for the Republican Party. And people ask me, how do they do it? You see the explanation right in front of you. California adds an 11th state to its travel ban. No taxpayer-funded trips to Iowa. I started talking about that in the open. Attorney General of California, Xavier Becerra, on Friday extended California's ban on taxpayer-funded trips to an 11th state, adding Iowa to the list based on the Midwestern state's passage of a law that removed gender protections under Medicaid. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean Medicaid will not fund women? When women have a problem, they go to a doctor for a woman's problem or a pregnancy? Does it mean that? No. Does it mean that Medicaid won't even fund abortions in Iowa? No, it doesn't mean that. Does it mean Medicaid won't fund men's problems? No. Does it mean it won't fund gay problems? No. It means if you're a man, if you're Jack, and you decide to become Jill, they're not going to pay for it with taxpayer money. And California says that's the most horrible thing they've ever heard, and you've got to ban the state. This is what's going on in America today. Becerra's order means public employees and college students may not travel to Iowa under provisions of California's law. 12 years ago, Iowa's legislature made gender identity a protected characteristic under its Civil Rights Act, which prohibited refusing service or discriminating against people based on their gender identity preference. But in March of 2019, the state Supreme Court ruled the protection extended to gender transition surgeries under the state's Medicaid program. 2 months later, Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill banning Medicaid spending on those transition surgeries where a man becomes a woman or a woman becomes a man. Usually, my understanding is those surgeries cost $150,000 and more. That's a waste of taxpayer money. If you want to be gay, great. I always say, if you want to be gay, get married, great. You want to be gay and switch from a man to a woman? Go have at it. I honestly don't care. I may not ever want to see you again, but that's okay. You can do it, and you should live in our society, and no one should ever hurt you, discriminate you, or bother you. That's fine. But the day comes where you think that you can get me to pay for it because you decide you want to be a woman because you're a woman living in a man's body or a man living in a woman's body, that's your decision. Your private decision. I've let you make that decision, but I'm not going to pay for it. This is insanity. Now you got to hear how this all came about. So California now says you can't go to Iowa because they won't fund those surgeries. Now let's tie that into a decision in Iowa. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday ruled that the state of Idaho must provide gender confirmation surgery for transgender prison inmates. So now they've taken it to the extreme, liberals. This is why Trump is raising all this money. This is why Trump will win. This is why average middle-class people are just like, are you kidding me? This is insanity. You're taking it to levels of radical extreme insanity. Oh, we got Bill O'Reilly coming up. How soon do I have to go to Bill? All right. So, all right, we got a minute. So I've got a minute to explain this. So this guy, Andre Edmo, age 31 in Idaho, is in prison. He's not in prison for, like, a small nonviolent crime, you know, a drug crime or something like that. He's in prison for the sexual abuse of a child under the age of 16. And he's decided that he's actually a woman. And he wants to have a surgery to make himself a woman. The state refuses to pay for it. And he says that's cruel and unusual punishment. And U.S. District Court Judge Lynn Windmill ruled in his favor and ordered the state to provide the surgery and agreed it is cruel and unusual punishment to deny his transgender surgery. Folks, this is what's going on in America. This is why my show's growing like crazy. This is why people support President Trump. This is why people support Brett Kavanaugh, U.S. Supreme Court Justice. It's too extreme. It's taking it too far. Give liberals an inch, they'll change their sexual gender. Let's get to Bill O'Reilly. I interviewed him earlier today. He's got lots of wisdom you'll want to hear. Bill O'Reilly, right now. All right, Wayne Allyn with Bill O'Reilly. We have him every Monday and Wednesday. He was number one 16 years in a row on cable news. The guy is a legend, and it's an honor to have him on my show. Bill, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Show.
Thanks for having me back, Wayne.
So President Trump is ordering more sanctions on Iran. He's keeping up the pressure. But at the same time he's doing that, he says he'd let Iran come to the United Nations. Two very different approaches, it would seem. What do you think the right approach is?
You know, Trump is remarkably consistent in the way that he tries to solve problems. He always wants to negotiate. So he did it with North Korea on the nukes. Now he's trying to get Iran to talk to him, try to lessen tensions. So if you read the United States of Trump, which is out next Tuesday, you'll see that his whole life, Donald Trump has been fairly successful in negotiating, quote-unquote, deals. Now he's at the highest level. He's having trouble with the Chinese on the deal front, with the economics. But he'd like to get the representatives of the Iranian government in a room and say, look, why do you want to do all this? We can help you if you knock it off. So that's Trump's modus operandi. That's the way he goes about trying to solve problems, to try to make a deal.
And there's also this image of Trump in California yesterday. Speaking of hostile enemies, he was in the state of California, he was in San Francisco and L.A., busy raising millions of dollars in a state that is so hostile to him, it's unbelievable, yet he did fantastic raising money there. So it creates this dichotomy, Bill. Is it really that liberal in California, or is there actually a ton of underground support, but they have to whisper? They can't tell you they're for Trump.
No.
What's going on in California?
It's very liberal in California, extremely so. But the people who support Trump are the affluent business people, the real estate people. I think it was the founder of Microsoft, one of those big conglomerates. Those people understand that Trump is good for the American economy, so they support him. But the rank and file Californian, many of whom were not born in the USA, and I don't say that with any animus, all right, but it's just true. The rank and file who are not doing well economically, all right, they are very socialistic. They are saying, I'm never going to make it on my own. I need the government to give me stuff. And that has overwhelmed the population of California.
All right, and finally, Bibi Netanyahu, hanging on for his life. Some are saying he's not going to make it this time. He's been in power, what, 20 years, I believe, right around that number. So what are the implications if he loses, both for Israel in the Middle East, for peace, for war, and also for the United States? Because Trump is such a great ally and friend of Bibi Netanyahu. Will all of that change if there's a new leader?
I don't think so. I think that the competition in Netanyahu has made it clear they are going to deal with the United States at the same level they've been dealing with us. The relationship isn't going to change. Israel desperately needs America in every way. So it would be almost suicide for them to alienate us. So I don't see a big change if Netanyahu loses the election.
All right. The wisdom of Mr. Bill O'Reilly. There's two places where you can find it right now. Every day, go to BillO'Reilly.com. Great site. I go there all the time. And, of course, his new book, which I had a chance to get an advanced copy and read, The United States of Trump. I loved it. The insights are amazing. Only Bill O'Reilly could give you those insights about Donald Trump's life and his successes and failures. Great job, Bill. United States of Trump at Amazon and any fine bookstore. Thanks for coming on.
You're welcome, Wayne. See you soon.
All right, I'm here. A little late to the switch. Sorry about that. Answering emails from fans and not realizing that we were a little quick today with me and Bill O'Reilly. Usually we have like a 6-7-8 minute segment, and this turned out to be like 4.5 minutes, and I didn't realize it was that quick. So I'm back. Before I get to one sponsor of this show I'd like to talk about, I just want to mention real quick, we found out today DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz was actually testifying before a House committee today on oversight and reform, and guess what he revealed? He criminally referred former FBI Director James Comey for prosecution, and the DOJ and Attorney General Barr declined. We finally had a chance to put a bad guy at the FBI away, and DOJ declined. Can anybody explain to me what's going on in this country? Do you now trust Attorney General Barr? Because I don't. Do you trust anyone in the deep state or the D.C. swamp? Because I don't. Everyone surrounding President Trump, all of them, D.C. swamp, deep state. Amazing. I don't even understand how we can survive this. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. For Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity. To capitalize on a proven energy industry legend, please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Money. Money.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, so much going on here. That's the first time, I think, in my history on Newsmax TV I was ever late to get back to set after a Bill O'Reilly interview. But, man, if you knew what was going on behind the scenes, I've got 20 businesses, and I'm a one-man army, and the emails pour in by the hundreds per hour, and I'm trying to keep up with them all. Whew. Compare that to the life of a government employee. Government employees work 9 to 5, and then they go home, and when their career is over, 20 years later, they get a pension. And entrepreneurs like me and Donald Trump and Don Trump Jr., my buddy who was on my show the other day, we just work and work 16 hours a day. We got to pay our own bills. We got to pay taxes. We got to pay payrolls. We got to pay payroll taxes. We got deadlines to meet for the IRS. And thank God I'm in Nevada, but you're in another state. You got state tax revenue deadlines to meet. And it is exhausting to keep up with it all. Exhausting. And unlike, you know, billionaires like the Trump family, I don't have teams of accountants and teams of lawyers. It's just me responding to everything. And after a while, it's exhausting. And when it's over, there's no 20 years for me. I'm a lifer. Because to pay all my bills, I got to work till the day I die. To pay for all those government employees. To pay for all the taxes. And I don't get a pension. There will never be a pension. Phew. For a privately employed guy who owns his own small business. There is no pension. So ridiculous that anybody gets a pension. Can you imagine if a pizzeria paid pensions to somebody who retired in 1960? Now they're 90 years old and they're still making $30,000 a year? You'd have to charge $799 a slice. That's what the federal government does. That's why taxes are so high. That's why old people sitting in their homes can't even afford their homes anymore because they can't afford the property taxes or the sales taxes every time they go out to eat. That's why it's a joke, it's a crock that we pay taxes on Social Security, which is money you paid in your whole life. Once they pay it out to you after 40 years with almost no interest, the worst payout and the worst system in the world. They ripped you off. Then they have the nerve to charge you taxes on it. And that's something I'm recommending now to President Trump, by the way. No taxes on Social Security for senior citizens. Senior citizens paid into Social Security. They're getting their own money back out. How dare you tax them? Again, ridiculous. This country is so out of control. Sponsor of this segment, Swiss America. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. That's a way to protect yourself. Everyone's got to own some gold. I own some gold. You've got to own some gold. I try to own some gold every year of my life. Now, the central banks of the world are on a record gold buying spree. China's on a record gold buying spree. You think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 an ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 an ounce. But the most important thing you've got to know is who to buy gold from. That's more important than gold itself and where it's at. You got to trust the people you're buying gold from. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to profit on this next big move for gold and silver. It could be the difference, if you don't have a pension like me, could be the difference between surviving or not. Financially, it could be the difference between living a great life or eating dog food for the rest of your life. Call Swiss America today. It's a free phone call. It's all free. You get a free special report just for the people who are fans of Wayne Root and a free 30-minute DVD starring Wayne Allyn Root, yours truly. Where do we get the time to do this stuff? I have no idea. Call 800-BUY-COIN, but I created a beautiful video for him. 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to 800, or go to SwissAmerica.com, or numerically, it's 800-289-2646. Other news stories. Fox News out with their latest Democrat poll. Joe Biden hits a new low. I don't know why I'm the only guy in the media that sees this. Everybody else keeps saying Biden will be the nominee, Biden will be the nominee, Biden will be the nominee. Biden's not going to be the nominee. Okay, the people can clearly see what the experts, who are so desperate, because every media expert's a Democrat, and all the Democratic pollsters and consultants can't see, because they're so desperate no one else could possibly beat Trump but Biden. And I don't think he could ever beat Trump. But they can't see anyone else beating Trump, so they've got to have Biden. Biden just said in an interview, his economic plan will put 720 million women to work. In a country of 330 million, half of which are men, he's going to put 720 million women to work. Now, either he's senile and he doesn't know what he's saying anymore, which he's proven again and again, or maybe he let his real plan slip, that the Democrats want open borders and they're going to let 720 million illegal foreign women into this country to flood the country with foreigners and illegal aliens and bankrupt this country under a blitzkrieg of welfare and food stamps and Medicaid and free Obamacare and Obama phones. Unbelievable. 720 million women put to work in a country with 330 million women. He's not going to be the nominee.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Show and tell for President Trump as he visits a border wall that's being reconstructed in San Diego.
So we have
different bids and different contractors. This is one contractor, an excellent contractor, by the way. They're doing a really good job. But we have many contractors bidding on many different parts in different states in Arizona, New Mexico, where I just left. We have great contractors bidding, and we're starting walls in New Mexico. The Arizona walls are moving along really well. They're really moving along rapidly, and they need them desperately.
The president is set to arrive back in Washington, D.C. late Wednesday night. Two sheriff's deputies in Tennessee are in the hospital after being shot in Memphis. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office says one of the deputies is in critical condition. The other sustained non-critical injuries. The suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
This is just so funny. This is just in. Canadian Prime Minister, big liberal, big Trump hater, Justin Trudeau, another socialist Marxist loser, admits wearing brown face in a 2001 school photo and apologizes. Folks, you know, isn't it amazing? I'm such a right winger, and the media calls me a right winger and an ultra conservative and a conspiracy theorist. In my whole life, I've never worn brown face in my whole life. And all the liberals are caught wearing brown face, making fun of black people. I've said this before, and I'll say it again on national TV. Liberals are racist. They're the ones who are racist. And when they look in the mirror, Solinsky said, whatever you see in the mirror, call the other guy. So they call us racist. It's amazing. I don't know a single person in my whole life. I've never met any friend of mine who's ever worn brown face. But the governor of Virginia wears brown face, and I think it was the lieutenant governor or the attorney general wore brown face, and now it's the Canadian prime minister wearing brown face. How many other liberals are going to get caught making fun of and being offensive to black people while they claim they're the ones who love black people? It's incredible what racist liberals are. All right, My Doctor Suggests, sponsor of this segment of the show, and My Doctor Suggests, just an amazing company. I got more fan mail about them than any other product I've ever sold in my life. Their products contain alkaline structured silver, which destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses, and doesn't harm good bacteria. And so you can't get it in stores. The only way you can get it is by calling toll-free 866-660-9868, whatever ails you. They've got a book out called The Silver Miracle. You get it free, and it's got a listing of all the things that can ail you and what you use silver and how you use silver to help, solve those problems. 866-660-9868, toll free, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code root to get 20% off. All right, and before I get to callers, I got to tell you one more thing that proves how extreme the Democratic Party is. They're going to be voting on Saturday on censuring Arizona Democrat Senator Kyrsten Sinema. Who's going to vote? The Democratic Party of Arizona. And what are they censuring her for? For not opposing enough of what Trump does, for being on Trump's side 19% of the time. See, she's an extreme liberal. I consider her background to be total socialist. But she got elected in a fairly red state, Arizona. And so she's scared to death she won't be reelected. So she's got to build this moderate image. So her voting record is opposing Trump 81% of the time. And that's not good enough for her far-left Democratic Party. And the fact is, because she's only against Trump 81% of the time, they want to censure her, and they're having a vote on Saturday. It doesn't even matter if they do. If they do, they'll prove they're completely off the rails as a party, and they don't know what they're doing or saying anymore, and they're out of tune with the American people 100%. But if they don't, just the fact that they're voting on it tells you what's wrong with the Democratic Party of today. They would censure John F. Kennedy. They would censure Robert F. Kennedy. They would censure Scoop Jackson. They would censure George McGovern would be conservative by today's liberal Democrat standards. It's truly a Bill Clinton would be censured without any question. Jimmy Carter would be censured. He was a Southerner. He was liberal. I thought he was terrible. I thought he ruined the American economy. But he probably, like 20% of the time, was moderate, 80, very liberal. That's the kind of record they'll censure. Because you need to be liberal, extreme, left, 100% of the time to make Democrats happy. We've got a caller from Arizona. Let's grab Denise in Arizona. Denise, did you hear what I just said about the Democratic Party of Arizona being ready to censure their Democratic senator?
Who's
actually very liberal, right? She's very liberal. Denise, are you there?
I am. How's he doing, Wayne?
There you go. Isn't this Kyrsten Sinema a very liberal Democrat senator that they're ready to censure?
Totally. Totally. I can't believe it. Well, the reason why I called is because I wanted to talk to you about the Social Security issue.
Yes.
we're having, I mean, I make $945 on Social Security because I'm disabled, okay? My rent is $806 and my electricity is $130. So there it goes. I get $15 in food stamps, okay?
Wow. Don't spend
and
it all at once.
Every year they give us a cost of living of $20, okay? And so every year our everything else is going up and up and up, at least 100%.
Right. Of course.
You know? Yeah, so we're like totally screwed, and when is it going to stop?
Well, it's
and
not going to stop.
As the,
it's not going to stop because we're bankrupt. You know we're bankrupt, so I mean, it's lucky we're even getting Social Security anymore because the country's completely bankrupt.
Right, so if they start taxing Social Security and they start doing
Social Security. If you work, you are taxed on your Social Security. If you don't work, you're not. But if you dare to have a job while you're getting Social Security, which means you're a hardworking American and you don't want to be totally retired, you like to work, why should you pay taxes on Social Security that you already paid into your whole life?
Exactly. And it just infuriates me so much because
you know the connection
happened to,
the connection no one makes, Denise, is that
what?
We're spending all our money on illegal aliens, so there's nothing left for seniors born in America.
No doubt.
That's what it comes down to.
No doubt. And Trump is totally right. He is totally right about building that wall, and he has been stopped every single step of the way by the Democrats.
And he's still making
progress.
He's still making progress,
but
it's little
steps.
And it's
great. I think it's a good job.
All right, Denise, I appreciate the call, and I wish you well, and I hope there's some way that, you know, you guys can have a little money left at the end of the month. I'm sorry that your budget is so tight, and I'm sorry that illegals are taking up all the money, and Social Security should be higher. Everyone born in this country who pays into the system should make more money than they're making now on Social Security and should not be taxed on it. But all the money goes to illegals and welfare and food stamps for illegals and free health care for illegals, and they want free college for illegals. And don't forget, their kids are in school, and it's $20,000 a kid. And they've got five kids. That's $100,000 a year to illegal aliens to send their kids to school. Insanity. Thank you for the call. Let's take Dan in Reno on line two. Dan, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good. What's on your mind today in Reno, Nevada?
Well, you were talking about federal employees. And
yes.
You said that we only work 8 hours a week. I'm a retired ICE agent.
Eight hours a day.
I mean, 8 hours a day, you said.
Nine to
we
five,
don't work
basically.
8 hours a day and over in ICE. We work like 12 to 16 hours a day.
Are you an ICE employee?
I'm a retired ICE agent, supervisory ICE agent.
Well, you know, I'm on your team. I'm on your side. I love law enforcement.
I know you
I
are,
never
Wayne.
Think of
you're
them
a good
as,
man. That's
I
why I listen
think
to you all
that,
the
yeah.
time.
I never think of them as government employees. I separate law enforcement from government employees. Obviously, a cop is risking his life, and I don't care. Most of them do work 15 hours a day. But even if they work 2 hours a day, what they do is such sacrifice that that 2 hours is worth 18 hours for the rest of us. So any law enforcement, I exempt from any thing I say about government employees, but you and I both know there's a lot of government employees who do not work that hard, who do not work that long, who don't risk their lives, who get big salaries, way more than in the private sector, and then retire on giant pensions, you know, and it's ridiculous, right? You will grant me that, correct?
It's not really ridiculous. You know, I'm not agreeing with you there. I agree with you that
There's something like 300,000 federal government employees in the United States who make more money than the governors of their state. I mean, there has to be a point where we have some accountability. You can't pay every government employee $180,000 a year.
You're talking about the senior executive service people.
Whoever they are, they're making
like
more than the governor of their
Pompeo
state.
Pompeo and stuff like that, right?
No,
you're talking
I'm
about
not.
The SES people.
I'm
yeah,
not.
You are.
No, there's plenty of government
SES
employees.
SES people make a lot more money.
Listen,
what does a congressman make?
About $175,000 a year, I believe. $175,000.
Right. Okay, you compare that to a director of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, he makes about the same.
Makes about the same, that's right. But I'm not talking about them, I'm telling you. There's only a few agency heads. Maybe there's a total of hundreds of agency heads and second-in-commands, but there are hundreds of thousands of federal employees who make more than the governor of their state. And it's not really federal employees I'm criticizing here, Dan, by the way. It's all government employees, most of whom are county, city, and state government employees, many of whom make $400,000 a year, $300,000 a year.
Yeah, we're primarily talking about New York and California there.
Well, no, I live in Nevada, and we make that kind of money here, too. Do you know the average? And
I live in Nevada, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You tell me one federal employee that's not on the SES scale that makes that kind of money.
No, I just said to you, I'm discussing state employees in Nevada. The average the average fireman, and I love firemen, they're heroes, but the average fireman in Las Vegas makes $198,000 a year. And they're going to retire on like 80% of that or more. That's a lot of money, and the problem isn't that they don't deserve it. It's that the country is bankrupt, and the pensions are bankrupting the nation, and all of us in the private sector, Dan, don't get a pension at all. So we're paying taxes to pay for other people to retire at the age of 48, 49, 50, and spend the next 40 years till the day they die making $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. Well, we make nothing on the day we retire. So it is kind of unfair, and I am just mentioning that. And I think there's a lot of us who think that way. Look, I'm a national TV star. I get pension of zero. I'm a national radio star. My pension zero. I'm a nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. Pension zero. I'm a best-selling author, pension zero. I only get paid if I work and if I bring in and I'm successful and my performance and my ratings are top-notch. Otherwise, I get paid nothing and I get fired. Government employees don't have that problem. So someone's got to point that out. All right, I wanted to mention our advertiser who is sponsoring the show. We got some great advertisers. And in this case, it's Operation Rescue. They're fighting the pro-life battle. And last year they saved 53,000 babies by shutting down dozens of abortion clinics. And they're looking for donations to fight the billion-dollar abortion cartel. Phone numbers, 844-992-2020, 844-992-2020. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for AmpFest 19. AmpFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, head to the Trump Doral Hotel, October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headline speakers at AmpFest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement, and get this, Donald Trump Jr. just agreed to speak. And how about Wayne Allyn Root? I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump social, and prayer breakfast hosted by the one and only Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, part two of my sponsor. I never got to the whole ad because we got so late between taking calls and going on my rant about what it's like to be an entrepreneur versus a government employee. I wish that government employee called from Reno. I think it was Ron. Was it Ron? I wish you could just spend a day tag teaming with me and watch what I do on a daily basis. You wouldn't even believe it. And I do it to pay the bills. There's no guaranteed checks of any kind when you're a non-government employee, when you're in the private sector. No guaranteed checks. You eat what you kill. That's my life with 20 different businesses and 20 different careers. And nothing is guaranteed, and there is no pension. And if I got sick or I got cancer, I had chemo, I wouldn't earn any money. I mean, it's private sector is just brutal. And when you're a government employee, at least you always get a check, and it's guaranteed by the government. And you're going to get a pension that's always guaranteed by the government, by the taxpayers. It's a whole different way of thinking and living. And you don't have to worry about tomorrow morning. Where am I finding new clients tomorrow? It's a different life. All right, speaking of life, pro-life, I wanted to finish up with Operation Rescue, my sponsor. In my whole career, I've never mentioned pro-life, never gotten involved in pro-life, never been a spokesman for a pro-life organization, none of that. And what changed? What changed? How extreme liberals are. They're extreme on everything. They're extreme on transgender surgeries. They're extreme on open borders. And they're extreme on killing a baby until the last moment it comes out of the mother's. You can't believe it. The moment of birth. How about after birth? Governors are saying, put it in a room and let it just die. We'll play nice music. And you say, well, that's just an if. That might not ever happen. No, it's happening. There are comfort rooms in hospitals in Chicago, and they let the baby die because the mother wants it to die, but the abortion went wrong, and they weren't able to kill it in the actual abortion. So they let it die. That's murder. So it's the extremism of Democrats that brought me to support this pro-life organization, Operation Rescue, and its founder, Troy Newman. You could donate with a credit card. You could send a check any way you want. 844-992-2020. Whether it's $50, $100, or $500, anything helps. And your host is urging you to help. 844-992-2020 or go to prolifein2020.com. Let me grab a call. Let's take Bob in Idaho. I was talking about Idaho and the transition surgeries for prison inmates who are in jail for sexually molesting a child under the age of 16, and they think you, the taxpayer, should be on the hook for a $150,000 transitioning surgery. What do you feel about that, Bob?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. And,
right.
You know, it's a well-meaning issue up here, and there's actually several other inmates that are trying to get the same
of course there are.
Deal, and it's just ridiculous. I mean,
and by the way, it's not just prisoners. It's military personnel. That's the reason Trump said transsexuals shouldn't serve in the military. The fact is, you can serve, but I don't want you asking me to pay for your problem. You're Jack, you want to be Jill, and you think by being in the military, we, the taxpayer, should pay for your $150,000 surgery. Ridiculous. And I know Americans agree with me. I'll bet you it's 90% agreement. Take the poll tomorrow. Should we, the taxpayers, pay for your transsexual surgery? No!
No,
but anyway, why'd you call, Bob?
It's absolutely ridiculous. The main reason I called was because I thought I heard you made some sort of reference. You thought that pensions weren't a good idea, and I just want to let you know that my wife is a retired peace officer, and she gets a pension, and we utilize it quite a bit to live on. My father was also a retired military officer who served in three different wars, and he received his pension until the day he died, and my mom continues to receive it.
What I said was that in the private sector, if everybody got a pension, then a slice of pizza would be $795 at the pizzeria. If you had to pay for the last five guys who cut the pizza and retired 40 years ago, 20 years ago, and 10 years ago, and you had to give each one of them $50,000 a year in retirement for no longer slicing pizza, the pizzeria would go bankrupt or would charge $7 a slice. Government does give pensions. Some of the people deserve it. All of them may deserve some pension. Everyone may be getting a little bit too much. Some of them are definitely getting too much, and a large percentage are getting way too much. When you start talking about $300,000, $400,000 pensions, that's insanity. If you're going to tell me someone served in the military and they get a $50,000 pension, reasonable. You can tell me someone was a police officer and they get a $50,000 pension, completely reasonable and absolutely deserved. Two different topics. Is it completely warranted for every government employee, and can we afford it, and is the country going bankrupt, and is it the main reason, the main driver of the national debt? One of them. And it's a problem, and I'm pointing out the problem. But do policemen deserve and police women deserve a pension? Sure. Do they deserve a nice salary? Sure. Do all government employees? No. We got to have that debate out in the open. All right, last live read of the night from my sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams. Go to vacationrestoration.com. As we leave tonight, I want to make sure you know he's sponsored this show for about 6 months now. His website's Vacation Restoration. You get a free vacation in Vegas. If you go to Vegas and get your hair restoration procedure in Vegas, your hair thinning, balding, you are bald, this guy could change your life. He's an artist. He's amazing. It's his life's work. People fly in from all around the country to give him a free Vegas vacation. And he offers reasonable and affordable prices, financing provided. He's the best in the country. That's why you want to do it here. VacationRestoration.com. Go see the pictures. Phone number 888-357-0888. Dr. Joseph Williams, my friend of 18 years, and now the sponsor of the show. Thank you, Joe. We're calling it a night. It's been another great night. And all you cops out there, be careful and be safe. We do love you. And they do deserve your pensions. Cops deserve everything they're given. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.